بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. Inshallah, we've all benefited from this month, and these last days of the month of Ramadan, we're able to make more progress, hopefully, and not starting a decline and moving away from the worships that we were doing earlier on in this month, and waiting for the Eid that would cause us to be able to break our fast and not to be able to fast any longer. We should be wanting to continue this, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that. On the 25th of the month of Ramadan, the dua we have reads like this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم اجعلني فيهم محبا لأوليائك ومعاديا لأعدائك مستنا بسنة خاتم أنبيائك يا عاصم قلوب النبيين. We say, oh Allah, make me this month and on this day محبا لأوليائك. Give me the love for your awliya. Give me the love for your awliya. We have hadith that says, "Hal al-din illa al-hubb wal-bughd." Hub, love, and bughd, hatred, dislike, enmity. These are two concepts that the foundation of religion, in a sense, is built on. You have hub and you have bughd. This dua is about this. O Allah, give me the love for your awliya. Who are the awliya? Who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Awliya of Allah, the connection that is referred to as wilaya between two individuals, is a very close connection where the two are very close. That's where the meaning of taqarrub, the muqarrabin, awliya are going to be muqarrab. And of course, if they're muqarrab, they're going to be awliya. People that are a bit further away, maybe of the abrar, maybe they haven't become the muqarrabin, they have a more distant form of wilaya. By having wilaya with the awliya of Allah, the muqarrabin. And that's what this is. Having the mahabba, having the love for those awliya of Allah, for the muqarrabin, is extremely important in self-building, in progress spiritually, and in the material realm of existence. Siding with and being with, which is the result of mahabbah, with those who are awliya of Allah, the muqarrabin, is extremely important. How so? A couple of things can be said. Firstly, if one understands who God is, they develop that ma'rifah of Allah, they are naturally going to develop a very strong love for who? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is going to cause them to try to move towards Him. And that's the goal of perfection. Now, if He is the one that you truly love, then anyone that He loves, anyone that is closer to Him, anyone that He's pleased with, will naturally be someone that I love as well. I can't love someone and hate their friends. If I really love that person, and that person is actually friends with someone else, then I'm definitely going to love them as well. The reason why sometimes we see people loving someone but hating their friends is because they don't actually love that person. They love the beauty of that person. They don't love the person. If they love the person in their entirety, that means they love the way their appearance looks. They love the way they feel, their feelings and emotions are. They love their intellectual understanding. They love their judgment. They love everything. If it's really loving that person, it's from all dimensions. So one of that is loving someone else. That person has love for someone else. That is also going to be something that I'm going to love. It's partial love if I love that person but I don't like the people that this individual is around. It's partial love. There's something in that person that I don't like. Completely loving and having this love that includes that individual from all dimensions can't be there and you don't like the people that are close to him or her. If we're loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to love those that God loves. It's impossible for us not to love that, not to love those individuals. Now, so we're saying that that's natural, then why is it important for us to ask for that? A couple of things that come to mind are, because of our deeds, because of the wrong that we have done and we do, our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limited, and therefore our love of His awliya is limited. There's barely any of it there. Barely any of it there. Developing the love of Allah requires great ma'rifah that we can't have and we don't have at this point. If we don't have the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to develop that real love, what we can have is a ma'rifah of the awliya of Allah, an understanding of who the awliya of Allah are. And by having that understanding and developing the relationship of love, then we can gradually start moving towards higher stations with the Divine and a better understanding of the Divine, and we're going to get closer to Allah and develop a stronger love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the second point, that the reason why we ask the first point is because we don't have it. It's limited. It needs to increase. Why does it need to increase? Second point, because if you develop that love, it will attract you. If you get attracted to the Ahlul Bayt, who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are going to be pulled by their magnets, which is going to mean that our actions are going to gradually start shaping up in a way that they are pleased with. And as we get closer to them, because they are awliya of Allah, because they are close to God, we are getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it says, "Man ata'akum faqad ata'a Allah." Whoever obeys you, obeys Allah. Whoever loves you, loves Allah. They're inseparable. You can't actually love the Ahlul Bayt and not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closer you get to the Ahlul Bayt, the closer you're getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's impossible for these two to be separated. They're inseparable. Inseparable. So what we're asking here, Allahumma ja'alni fihim muhibban li'awliya'ik. Develop that love. We ask Him truly to give that. That when we hear the name of the Ahlul Bayt, out of love our tears start trickling down our cheeks. Would have so much love for the Imam of our time that we wouldn't need to be pushed to go for du'a nudba like people like myself. We would wake up and before anybody else, we're doing it. And on other days, we have other connections with the Imam of our time, with the Ahlul Bayt, with Imam al-Husayn, with Amir al-Mu'min, with the Holy Prophet, with the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, with all the Ahlul Bayt. It's extremely crucial, very important for us to develop that. And then we say, وَمُعَادِيًا لِأَعْدَائِكَ. There are people that are أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ. They are the enemies of God. You can't love Allah and want to get close to Him, but at the same time love those who are moving away from Him and God does not like. It is natural. If you really love a person, if they have hard feelings towards someone else, you're going to have hard feelings towards them. If you don't, that means you have partial love for them. I love this person, but they're upset at this person. I think, no. Well, that's because you think the person you love him from one dimension, there's something about them that you don't like. The Ahlul Bayt, you like them and you should love them, and we should love them from all dimensions. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loved in that way. These are most perfect manifestations of the divine. So if somebody is having a problem with them, having a problem with God, they're moving in the wrong direction, they have enmity towards God and towards the Prophet, I can't feel comfortable with them. If I think I have that comfort with them and I feel absolutely fine and even love towards them, then there's something wrong there. And that means I don't really have love for Allah. I don't have love for the Ahlul Bayt. There is no way you can love Imam al-Husayn and love Shimr ibn Diljawshan as well. There's no way. Either you don't understand who Husayn is, or you don't understand who Shimr is, or you don't love either of them. And you don't hate either of them. You love yourself, and you're just trying to make yourself seen as someone that is respectable, and people are going to respect because he's tolerant of everything. And you love yourself. You don't love the Ahlul Bayt. You're not loving Imam al-Husayn. It's impossible. That feeling of enmity and animosity and hatred towards the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt is also extremely important in self-building and self-purification. The A'da of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are they? Number one, Shaytan, Iblis, he's A'da of Allah, A'da of Awliya of Allah, he's one of the A'da of all believers. All of the shayateen of jinn, all of the shayateen of ins, anyone who is a shaytan, anyone who is an evildoer, and what they're doing is evil, these are a'da of Allah. I need to have hatred. When I have hatred of that, I despise it, I move away from it. I move away from it ideologically, I move away from it in my action, I don't do what they do. If I don't make that distinction, if I don't have that inner feeling of hatred towards them and what they are doing, then I will be contaminated. If I lessen, if I lower my guards, if I lessen that hatred towards the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, that means I'm going to get contaminated with their filth. That will happen. It will happen. That's why we need to have stronger love for the Ahlul Bayt, for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, for anyone who is a wali of Allah, even those today, in this day and age, which we do have, in a social context as well, the wali of Allah, we've got to have hub, love. Love is important. The feeling of love is good. Sometimes people get upset, you have love towards this very renowned scholar. Well, if he is one of the awliya of Allah, he's leading the movement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants currently in the absence of the Imam, then I should have that love for him. Why shouldn't I have that love? If I don't have it, there's a problem. And if there are actual enemies of that wali of Allah, then we need to have that animosity towards them. If they're actually enemies, of course. We have to make sure we don't misunderstand and consider those who are not enemies of the awliya of Allah, those who are not the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, those who are not the enemies of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, we shouldn't accuse them and consider them enemies of the Ahlul Bayt if they are actually not. We have to be very careful with that. But if somebody actually is an enemy of the Ahlul Bayt, if somebody is actually the enemy of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt in today's context, the awliya of Allah that are followers of the Ahlul Bayt today, then we do need to have hatred towards them. It's important. مُسْتَنَّمْ بِسُنَّةِ خَاتَمِ أَنْبِيَائِكَ. Oh Allah, help me to develop in me the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. Whatever the Holy Prophet did, he's the role model that the Ahlul Bayt looked up to. And we definitely need to look up to in everything we do. If we have that hub towards awliya of Allah, the highest of whom is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, then we will have this istinan bi sunnatih, developing his sunnah such that we live the way he lived. We have in Ziyarat Ashura, Allahumma aj'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. I want my life to be the same as his. That's istinan bi sunnatih. That's taking on the sunnah of the Holy Prophet and implementing it. My sunnah should be the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. What I do on a regular basis should be what the Holy Prophet did on a regular basis. Developing that into ourselves. مُسْتَنَّمْ بِسُنَّةِ خَاتَمِ أَنْبِيَائِكِ يَا عَاصَمَ قُلُوبِ النَّبِيِّينَ. It's interesting the way we address God here. We're referring to Him as someone who preserves and protects. عاصم, عِصْمَه means that you tie it and you protect it. يَا عَاصَمَ قُلُوبِ النَّبِيِّينَ, the one who protects from ills and evils the hearts of the anbiya, of prophets. It's important that we make this, and this is the way we address God. We're asking Him to give that hub to us, bring that to our hearts. The love of the awliya of Allah, and the bughd, the idawa, the animosity, the enmity towards the a'da of Allah, the enemies of Allah. Having that combination the way it needs to be, and not, God forbid, lowering the love towards the awliya, or lowering the level of enmity towards the a'da of Allah, that requires protection. And we're saying that He is the one that protects the hearts of anbiya. If you protect the hearts of anbiya, please protect me from losing that love, from losing the animosity, from not being able to have the istinan and taking on the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. We ask Him, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, by the right of His awliya, to grant us all of these great requests that the Imams have taught us, inshallah. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.